That Dead Man Dance, written by Kim Scott and read by Humphrey Bauer. Bobby wanted to be the first to sight whales, but he knew the Yankees or even Froggies would likely see them first, since they had sail and all. A tilting tip of mast and sail could point out a whale spout he'd not yet seen. Bobby kept a sharp lookout. He wrote on slate and showed it to Conk Chain to read. No matter if weather-watching, whale-watching or writing, Bobby Wobbelung was always ready to shout and come running, soon as he saw what they all sought. "Fine," he wrote now, again wishing, imagining. "Fine, no whales, lumpy sea." He erased the word "fine," and straight away a crowd of water drops rushed across the crest behind him. Tiny footsteps slapped leathery leaves, ran heavily across the granite, and were drumming loud on the canvas all around them. Bobby shouted with surprise and joy, but even Chain, right beside him, could not make out a word, could not hear his voice, only the pounding of tiny feet and hands and water gurgling, chuckling. The two of them looked at each other, mouthing unheard words, as a thin sheet of water ran across the granite beneath their feet. They were out of the rain, out of the worst of the wind, in a pocket of shelter, but still the spit and fingers of wind touched them. Bobby's kangaroo skin cloak and the oil and unguents rubbed into his skin kept him warm. Life tingled in his very fingertips. A trail of silvery spikes ran across the sheltered water below their headland and disappeared into the wind-chopped sea beyond the island so close to shore. All along the southern coast, the bellies of clouds were being dragged over just such rocky headlands and islands.